Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
300 miles from Australia's north coast, New Guinea offered Japan an excellent jumping-off place for invasion.
On July 22, 1942, Japanese troops began landing at Buna, 150 miles to the north of Port Moresby on the island of New Guinea. Since their defeat at the Battle of the Coral Sea, the Japanese had decided that capturing Port Moresby for an imminent assault on Australia could be accomplished over ground. As they began their initial push into the jungle, it looked like they were right.
The fighting in New Guinea is still critical, with the Japs reported bringing up heavy reinforcements to continue the push toward the Allied base.
The first 50 miles to Kokoda was not especially difficult, but the final 100 miles to Moresby was over some of the most forbidding terrain on Earth. But the Japanese continued to slowly roll back the Australians.
Allied forces are not doing any too well in the jungle fighting in the Owen Stanley Mountains of New Guinea. And dispatches from General MacArthur's headquarters say that the Allied troops may have to withdraw still farther before making their final stand. But the general adds, "But I think we've got the fighters over here to do the job."
8 days ago, I was with our advanced troops in the jungle facing the Japs at Kokoda. It's an uncanny sort of warfare. I should say about 40% of our boys wounded in those engagements haven't seen a Japanese soldier.
With victory in sight, the Japanese were forced to reassign their forces to Guadalcanal and withdraw to the coast around Milne Bay. Armed with American reinforcements, the Allies now began their counterattack.
Relentlessly, Australians press forward from the east, Americans from the west, swiftly and surely closing the prongs of their pincers upon the fleeing Japs.
In New Guinea, the strength of the Allies has greatly multiplied, and the old defensive complex is gone. The offensive is now the order of the day.
By November, General MacArthur would begin preparing for an all-out offensive on New Guinea. It would be the first step in his jungle road to Tokyo. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.